The Pequod's prows were pointed, and, breaking up the charmed circle, she effectually parted the white whale from his victim. As he sullenly swam off, the boats flew to the rescue. Dragged into Stubbs' boat with bloodshot, blinded eyes, the white brine caking in his wrinkles, the long tension of Ahab's bodily strength did crack, and helplessly he yielded to his body's doom, for a time lying all crushed in the bottom of Stubbs' boat, like one trodden underfoot of herds of elephants. Far inland, nameless wails came from him, as desolate sounds from out ravines. But this intensity of his physical prostration did but so much the more abbreviate it. In an instant's compass, great hearts sometimes condense to one deep pang the sum total of those shallow pains kindly diffused through feebler men's whole lives. And so such hearts, though summary in each one suffering, still, if the gods decree it, in their lifetime aggregate a whole age of woe, wholly made up of instantaneous intensities. For even in their pointless centers, those noble natures contain the entire circumferences of inferior souls. "The harpoon," said Ahab, halfway rising and draggingly leaning on one bended arm. "Is it safe?"
"Aye, sir, for it was not darted. This is it," said Stubb, showing it.
"Lay it before me. Any missing men?"
"One, two, three, four, five. There were five oars, sir, and here are five men."